Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Roundup, a.k.a. the Weed Killer.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Dimebag, a.k.a. Lil Herb.
Hey, man, it's Smoke Dizzy.
And this is a waste of time, but it's the real. Bow, 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 blocka, 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 blocka. Right. Okay, so the whole conceit of the podcast was that we were going to have a dinner party style conversation.
Right. But then a press release went out and it said that we were going to have a dinner party with rappers. And that's a totally different thing.
Yep.
Because
now we have to cook.
Yeah.
So here we are.
We made sausage with acorn squash, red onion, some diced cherries.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like garbage.
It does. The presentation.
It looks like healthy garbage.
It looks like garbage.
We lose points on presentation, but
yeah.
We made lunch. Or dinner or something, you know?
It worked out.
It was a waste of our time. It might be a little on the cold side only because...
I was on rapper time.
We're rapper time.
Yeah, but it's warm enough for me to enjoy it, so it works out.
What happens when you're in the studio and you're looking for food? Are you looking for it to, like, show up on time? What's, like, your preference? What's the most important thing?
I think most of the time I forget that the food's coming.
Hmm.
But I got Yelp on my phone,
mm-hmm.
So I'm like the master Yelper. Like I Yelp all over the world. So I mean, Yelp takes care of my grubbing issues. But
do you trust Yelp reviews?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you why I trust Yelp.
Are you a Yelp commenter?
I'm not a Yelp commenter.
Okay, mm-hmm.
I need to be. But in Europe, I'm like before I went, I was like super weird about eating the food.
Yeah,
because I heard it was disgusting. So, I'm like, I'm going to go to Europe, I'm going to get on Yelp, and I'm just going to put my specialty in what I'm looking for,
mm-hmm.
which was American food.
Right.
So, like, everything American came, and I was, like, in Hard Rock Cafe every day, and, like, I might stumble on some soul food shit somewhere in Denmark randomly.
By the way, I was in Paris, and they had McDonald's ATMs. And I was like, that's amazing. But the thing is that they don't have Royale with cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I think I hate McDonald's.
Oh, no, I only went there because I wanted to see if the Pulp Fiction joke was like true.
If it was,
yeah.
For anyone out there who may not recognize Smoke Dizza, you may have seen him standing in the background of Dame Dash interviews. you may have seen him, but you have a new video out with Currency.
Oh, yes.
Which is
yes.
Awesome.
Thank you. Don't try to play me. That's the name of the song.
And it's...
It's also just, like, good advice.
Yeah. Don't try to play me. Smoke
Dizza. It's great advice. Can't go wrong.
Where was that shot? On tour?
On tour. And I think we was in Providence. And we was in Connecticut. And it's actually... It was on his tour for Pilot Talk 3.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, some funny shit. I should have left this shit in the video. But I got heckled. You know, I'm like a real, like, WWE, like, me and Rosenberg. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
Yep. For that.
Right.
So, I went out there, I had my Eric Rowan sheet mask on, and I walked
Oh, that's
the
what that was.
Yes.
Yeah, just for the record. So,
yeah. Eric and I don't know anything about wrestling.
So, let me school you.
You're our connect. Like.
There it is. So, I had the Eric Rowan fucking sheet mask on, and I was smoking a blunt through the crowd. Currency smokes
you?
Papers. Me, you know.
I dabble. Mm-hmm.
I'm smoking a blunt through the crowd, and I passed this hater, which I didn't know was a hater. And then I got on stage, and I'm doing my little spiel. Crowd's going crazy. It's a little dead moment. He's like, get the fuck off the stage. Get Currency back on.
Damn.
And I'm like, what? I didn't understand why I was getting heckled, because I'm like, what do I command to get heckled? So I must be doing a great job, or I must have really pissed this guy off from heckling me. So we had a little back and forth, and it got a little heated, but Currency and him thought it was staged.
He thought that he was a heel?
He thought that I was the heel. Okay. I was playing the heel, and he was like the heckler in the crowd, and I'm like, fuck you! Can you do what I do? You know, so...
But you should bring that to your live show from now on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I need to find hecklers in every city mm-hmm. and let them heckle so I could
or
do my thing.
You could plant Shice Bubs in the audience. He could be...
Nah,
he could be your guy.
Nah, they already know.
They know me.
They know that's my big brother, so they're not going to fall for it. They're going to be like, oh, he had him, Steve.
By the way, so we met Shice Bubs once before.
Yes.
You are managed by Johnny Shipes.
Yes.
Have been for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
We were at the Complex / Cinematic offices years ago. which is the same offices as where the movie Big was shot.
Yeah. The interiors and exteriors for, like...
the toy company.
Yeah, the toy company.
Holy shit. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Okay, so... First of all, Eric and I go up there. We are going to talk about a big crit, something or other.
Mm-hmm. Well, the funny thing is about that space is that we've been to Complex a million times there, had never been to the cinematic offices there. We always met, like, Johnny out, right? Hmm. And we go in there, and it's the exact same setup, but it looks just bombed out.
Right, like, Vashti has, like, tagged up different cubicles.
Like, so we get off the elevator and we're just like,
paintball and stuff. Like, it was almost like it was like the apocalypse.
It was so weird. It was like, we've been here, but something's so weird, different.
So we have our little meeting with Shipes, and he's like, oh, you should check out who's in the next cubicle. And we go over, and it's Shiest Bubs with a spreadsheet open, doing like
business. Yeah. And we're just like, like, what in the world is going on here?
You expect to walk in and see him rolling up or doing something.
Well,
or,
no, you
or
had that too.
Anything. Yeah. Just like, or not anything. Like, yeah, it like not like normal business stuff.
Shice is a very smart guy, man. We got a lot of hidden businesses that we're working on, so you never know.
Like money laundering, like.
Hey man, you never know, man. You some never Harlem know. Shit. You never know. Some Harlem shit.
Harlem sticks together.
Exactly.
How's everything going otherwise?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Here's why. Because I care. Because there's a lot of guys in this industry who are like, you know, just normal like associates. They're snakes.
Right.
You're actually a good person. Like, every time we see you, it's just, like, real friends.
Right, right.
And
right,
that's
right.
Whether it's at, like, the Fool's Gold thing. That's whether we saw you at Cypher Sounds thing mm-hmm. when we came out to support. It's whether we see you on the street, whatever. You're just a good guy and, like, with a good heart. And I feel like there's not a lot of you out there.
It's not. I value good people. I mean, it's like a gift and a curse because sometimes you're good to people that you shouldn't be good to.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's just like, you know, whatever. If he shits on me, then whatever. You know, I tried.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, I guess it's like something that's lost in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many good motherfuckers. So, I mean, I stay around good people. That's why you will always see me with Shice.
Mm-hmm.
You will always see me with Blunt Smoker. You know? It's certain people that you'll always see me with. So I always try to keep the good energy and give the good energy. So,
it counts.
We've been around Wiz. All of us have been around Wiz Khalifa.
Mm-hmm.
He has an exceptional memory.
Yes.
Like,
which is crazy.
Yeah, which is really crazy because the man smokes, like, mm-hmm. a little bit.
Right.
Do you have the same thing?
Yes. That's why we're friends.
Really?
Really.
That's the basis of your friendship.
That's our basis. And we have children, mm-hmm. you know, so it's like, you know, that made us even tighter. Like, we'll talk about our kids for hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, like... We're the traditional stoners that, oh, I couldn't remember, I forgot.
But, like, does Snoop remember stuff?
Snoop remember everything.
So, maybe I should start smoking.
To get your memory up.
To get my memory
up. You might
up.
Get your memory mm-hmm. up.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to forget what you want to forget.
Sure.
Of course.
But, I mean, this isn't, like, dark memories. Like, I'm just like, oh, like, this is traumatic. I can't.
I remember what I was doing at 3 years old. I remember the setting, the scenery at 3 years old. And I smoked tons of pot. I went to,
right.
The only thing that I want to remember that I just can't remember because I guess I just stopped really being into it.
Is which one is Eric and which one's Jeff?
Oh no, that's a good one. But you know that I already figured that one out.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to go to private school, and
we heard this yesterday.
Right, I used to go to private school actually around here.
We heard because you're no stranger to the Upper West Side.
No stranger to the Upper West Side.
Brandeis.
84th Street. Which is, that was high school, and that was, like, when I turned into the Hill Dizzle. I was the bad guy Dizzle at that point. But when I was good guy Dizzle, I was going to St. Gregory's on what was it, 92nd, up the block.
Okay.
And, you know, we were, I'm not a religious guy,
mm-hmm.
but how I was raised to like, you know, be into the Bible and know different passages and mm-hmm. different shit. I wish I remembered some of that. To put into my routine,
mm-hmm.
but I only I got like a bleak memory.
So you never okay? We've been in the studio with you,
right?
We've seen you create without writing anything down,
right?
Off the top of your head,
right?
A lot of people say they do it. You actually live it.
I live it.
We saw it.
Yeah, right. It was actually like a little bit weird.
Like, how did he do that? Did he write that?
Pre-written? It was crazy.
Like, yeah, like, we're just, like, sitting there, and it's, like, Kendrick was there and a couple of other people.
No, different one, different one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who was
different one. This was when we were at...
But
this...
you might have been at that session, too, because it was a session with Kendrick.
We were there, too. We were there, right. Because that was...
Oh, but you didn't... We didn't see you rap.
I don't think I recorded.
No, not that night. Right. Actually, the funny thing about that night is when we were there with Kendrick and...
See, like I said, my memory is just all fucked up.
And J-Rock. That was it. That was the engine room downtown.
Yes.
And these are the type of people that we used to be. Like, we used to be the guys who would show up on time at events, right? Uh-huh. Basically, like, there when they say 6 o'clock the event starts, we'll be there at 6 o'clock. And we're the only people there, like, and we're helping setting up chairs or something like that. Right? We're those assholes, right? And then everyone shows up 2 hours later, and then it becomes fun.
Right.
We've learned over the 8 years we've been doing this.
Be late.
But this was sort of early. We showed up at the engine room. We had to talk with Crit and all them. And we just hung out and we stayed in the cut, in the control room. While,
quiet. Yeah,
until
by the door.
Until 6 a.m. when Shipes is like, did you want to talk with Crit or just like hang out? And we're like, we would love to talk to Crit. By the way, and so when we were leaving... the session ended at 6 and...
In the morning.
And who was coming in?
Ryan Leslie.
Like, who starts a session at 6 a.m.?
We was just having a conversation about Ryan in the car.
Really?
That's another one of my guys.
Harlem.
The Black Mozart.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fucking incredible singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. Everything.
I know she didn't say rapper.
No. I can't...
It's the truth.
We have those conversations. I just...
Listen, I'll say it. Kanye made the biggest mistake by telling Ryan Leslie he's a good rapper.
Yo, yeah. Bubsy.
Okay.
Do you hear this? This is verbatim, right? Yo, I swear to God, we just had
this podcast is nothing but truth and food.
We just had this conversation. I love Ryan to death.
Yeah.
I'm not rolling with that part.
Nah, you can't rap. Don't rap. Getting back to you writing off the top of your head, mm-hmm. We were, when we went for our session...
Right.
It was really your session that we just sort of crashed, and we were like, hey, can you get on one of our songs, too? Nice to meet you. But we saw that. Can you, in those moments, bring up biblical verses, or do things come back to you that you're like, oh, I forgot about that, but this makes sense in this setting?
Sometimes. Like, I can remember shit like John 3:16, and, you know. Like the,
isn't that just the wrestling thing?
I know, yeah.
That's Austin 316. See, that's where he got it from. Austin 316 says, I just whipped your ass. Like, you know, he got that from cutting the promo on Jake the Snake, who was like a born-again religious Christian.
We all were there, yeah. You know.
Yeah. So, the whole history here.
So, I mean, you know, I think I might be the only artist that don't highlight not writing. Because I feel like it was a point where everybody wanted to do it when
right.
Jay-Z was like, Jay-Z showed his Rain Man and everybody
right.
was like,
yeah.
I don't like rhymes, I fall asleep, rhymes come, and it's like, I thought that was so corny, like, you know,
it is.
People that actually do that is not really like, you know, it's Jay-Z, so he's been doing that for years, so
yeah.
He just let the cat out the bag maybe 10 years after he was doing
yeah.
it. But you know, everybody that was just trying to do it, I started doing it off exercise. I started doing it because I had a sidekick at that time.
Like the phone. Like
yeah, the yeah,
phone.
Yeah.
The
not like
sidekick.
There was a person next to you.
Right. I had the T-Mobile sidekick, and anytime I didn't pay my bill or my phone would cut off, I would lose all my notes. I lose all my raps, everything. And I vowed, I'm like, I'm never writing again. Fuck all of this. Like, I'm going to keep this shit in my mind. So if I want to lose it, I lose it. And if I don't, I remember.
I'm still not going to pay my bills.
Yeah,
I'm still not going to pay this fucking T-Mobile bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I have no reason to pay it because I'm only paying this shit for raps. But yeah, so that's how I really got into.
Did you have a sidekick in school?
No.
Okay.
In school, I had a black and white composition notebook.
Okay.
That was like my thing. Like, like I walked around with that shit like I was B-Rabbit. Like, that was just.
You still got that?
I don't. Maybe in my mother's house somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If she didn't throw it out. No, but yeah.
How much of your childhood bedroom is like intact?
Well, I got like this loser ass uncle that like moved into my room when I moved out my parents'
really?
House. He's like a fucking bum.
Okay.
This is like fucking 40 plus. He's living in my old room. He fucking took my Hulk Hogan toy that I had autographed on my wall. That Tushan from Hulk Hogan. And I don't know what the cocksucker did. So I don't know what my room looks like now because I haven't been back over there.
I sort of want to be there at Thanksgiving when you guys run into each other. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, let me tell you, funny story. So I just ran into this guy maybe like after 4 years of not going to my mother's house because I didn't want to see him.
Yeah.
I ran into him in the hospital going to see my dad.
Yeah.
And I tried not to be weird because I had my kids there.
Yeah.
And I didn't want my kids to really see me, like, you know, be an asshole. So I just kept it cordial, you know, told my kids, speak to him.
Mm-hmm.
Totally ignored him, talked to my dad.
Really?
Like, he was, like, talking to me, like, hey, Sean, what's going on? What's your number? I'm like, hey, I get it from my pops, you know? And then when my pops is looking at me, he ain't looking at me.
This is your dad's brother?
This is my mom's
brother. Your mom's brother,
okay. To why I didn't kick his ass.
Okay, all right.
Because my mother, you know? So, yeah.
So, you met Hulk Hogan.
I met Hulk Hogan. I waited online. I was 18 years old.
Okay.
Toys R Us. Fucking Hulk Hogan. This was the second run in WWE.
So he's the evil, like, he was Hollywood Hogan.
He was Hollywood Hogan.
Okay.
Wait, you were 18?
I was 18.
Were you the oldest person at Toys R Us?
I was, no.
Were you the youngest person at Toys R Us?
I was the youngest evil. I was in the middle. It's actually a People's Court episode. Maybe y'all can help me. It's a fucking, because People's Court was right next door to Toys R Us at this time. And they was fucking interviewing people on a verdict of a case.
Yeah.
And they interviewed me.
Really?
Yes. It's somewhere. Anybody listening? Maybe if you can find it.
Not your uncle.
No. People's Court. I would love for my uncle to hear this so he could know how much of a fucking piece of shit he is and how I talk about him in this world.
Oh my God.
But yeah, it's a fucking People's Court episode with a young Smoke Dizza. I had a black Hulk Hogan tee on and and a black durag.
So okay.
This was the durag.
So Hollywood Dizza.
Yeah, I was Hollywood Dizza. I was definitely Hollywood Dizza at this point.
So you met him. Was he everything you thought he was?
He was the coolest motherfucker.
Because there's some people out there, when you meet them, it changes everything.
Right. I think that happened when I met Mace.
Really? Oh, for real?
Yeah.
We've heard that, by the way.
Is that why you're friends with Cameron now?
Me and Cam was friends. I don't even want to start talking about that. But me and Killer was actually cool before I met Mace. I wish I didn't meet him, because it kind of like tainted my image of how I wanted him to be.
Yeah.
How he actually was.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say he was an asshole to me, because I'm Smoke Dizza already. So right. I don't really give a fuck to be accepted by Mace. But at the end of the day, he is Mace.
Yeah.
He's a legend.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I went off the strength of that, and I regret going because it kind of turned into some type of audition.
Really?
And I'm like, what the fuck am I auditioning for? I've fucking been places this guy's never been in his fucking life.
He has been around the world. So,
literally.
Yeah.
In real life, not song life. Like, you know, so it's like, what the fuck am I auditioning with the rest of these niggas for when I'm already Smoke Dizza? So it was like, you know, I don't think I got to really get embraced the way I would think I would get embraced.
Mm-hmm.
To where it's not like, I'm not trying to come off like I don't like him or he did something to me that rubbed me the wrong way. It was just, I feel like, you know, I wasn't embraced the way I was supposed to be.
That hurts. Mm-hmm.
And not even the fact that it hurts, it was just a little more of disappointment, because it's like, you know, I would think that he would do his research.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Instead of talking to people on the block with who's the nicest nigga in Harlem and all. I don't care about being the nicest nigga. You know, I love Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Harlem's 55 blocks.
Yeah.
It's the best 55 blocks I've ever been around in my life. Of course, I've learned everything from there, but it's fucking not
a
Harlem.
You're only going, like, north-south. It's also east-west. Like, it's a lot more blocks.
It's a lot more blocks, but, you know, the 55 blocks in that radius from what I'm talking about, you know, like, but it's bigger than Harlem. That was just my whole point, you know, so.
Yeah. When we first met Cam, because, you know, we started out doing sketch videos back in the day, and mm-hmm. Joey IE came up to us one day, and he was like, would you like to get, at SOBs, he comes up to us, he's like, I'm a fan of your shit, would you like to get Cameron? And we're like,
sort of, like, popped out of the shadows.
It was crazy. Yeah. It was just like, this is, like, yes, this will take us to the next level, like, Cam is our hero. And we got him, and Joey called us one day, and he was like, you have to come down here in the next half hour, or you'll never see Cam again. He'll jump on a flight, and that's it.
He'll go Batman.
And we did. We ran down there, shot this episode. It came out great. And from that came this thing where whenever we see him, he's like, how's your mother doing? Never met our mother. And and he says that we live in South Harlem, which is really the Upper West Side, which is south of Harlem.
Which is south of Harlem. Right. I mean, you know, where we at is is walking distance from the hood.
And so we hold, you know, we hold that true to us. Mm-hmm. We were at.
Yeah, we always say that South Harlem is like the one block radius around our apartment.
Yeah. So, but listen, we go to.
It's by the Whole Foods.
And we lived here 8 years before like gentrification really. Like we were here before Peter Rosenberg is the point.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah, yeah, you know Rosenberg. Yeah,
yeah. So we.
But we were.
We were at Young Jeezy's. He had a movie that came out with Thug Motivation.
103. Right, and so it was us and
DJ Enough.
Is like he DJ Enough. I used to always like text him and be like, "Shout out South Harlem on the radio," and he's like, he'd get on the radio and be like, "These idiots from South Harlem want me to shout them out." He's like, "South Harlem isn't a place."
So we're at this movie screening downtown, mm-hmm. and he's like, "Have you guys met DJ SNS?" We have never met SNS before, and he was like, "You know, you have
Pioneer.
To meet him." He's
Pioneer
like,
from Harlem.
"He's like, hold on, right here." And we know that he's the essence of Harlem.
But we are hilarious. And so we go up to DJ SNS and we are just
Enough's like, tell him where you're from. And he's like cracking up already. And we're just like,
we're from South Harlem. Like,
you know. To SNS. And he goes, where is South Harlem? And we're just like, oh.
We tell him where our apartment is. And he goes, the only thing South Harlem about your apartment is there's a Blimpy nearby.
that Blimpy just closed probably like. You know, like 6 months ago. But
that he remembered there was a Blimpies over here.
And then he gave us this, like, dissertation on how Harlem started out down at 59th Street.
And they pushed us back.
And we're like, my guy, it's just a joke. Like, yeah. We're just, like, it's just us and Enough and Can't. We're just having fun. And we're like, we just want to watch this movie. Like,
we'd rather school y'all on.
Oh, my God. Like, would not let us leave.
I mean, you'll catch a lot of these pioneers.
But no, of course. Yeah. And by the way, a lot of those guys of a certain age don't have a good sense of humor about things.
No, they're like,
like mess. Yeah.
So you feel that Harlem really, you can get stuck there.
Yeah.
You can get stuck like just being the guy.
I mean, not even get stuck. You can get stuck a lot of ways, actually. You can get stuck up. You can get stuck as in, I'm stuck on this fucking corner and this is my life.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get stuck in the mind frame of being like, this is all it is. You know, once you get out the mind frame, like, all right, well, it's more to the world. It's actually more to New York. And then when you think about New York and you go to these other places, it's like, well, fuck, New York is small as shit.
Mm-hmm.
No, and Providence is so nice this time of year.
No, but just period is just, you know, you can get stuck in a mind frame. And that's something that I never wanted to do.
Growing up, was like Brooklyn far away? Was Queens far away?
Everything was a train ride away. I mean, I was able to go everywhere.
So it wasn't so foreign to you? It wasn't like...
I got friends in Brooklyn. I got friends in Queens. I got friends in Staten Island.
Right.
Prove it.
Like, for instance, Curtains, good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
From Crown Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We actually battled each other when we were 16 years old.
Really?
On 42nd Street in front of Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller as in the guy who hangs out with...
With Pusha and all them?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
And after the battle, we just got extremely cool because we respected each other so much. And he was like, yo, come to Brooklyn. Come fuck with me. I'm like, all right, bet. I got on the train. And I went to Brooklyn, and I hung out with him, and we've been cool ever since.
That's dope.
I feel like it's a very true New York thing that a lot of the people that you know in New York, you'll never go to their apartments. Like, I feel like, you know, in any other city, in any other, like, neighborhood, like, you will, your friends, you go over to their apartment,
or their house,
and then you, like, hang out there. But in New York, you never...
You feel like you're going out more?
Yeah. Like
the different places?
You go to, like, coffee shops, you go to restaurants, you go to clubs, you go to bars.
Unless you smoke weed.
That's true.
No. Weed.
You can't smoke on, like, anywhere else?
I go to jail for smoking weed. I might be one of the only guys that still go to jail for smoking weed in the street. I don't want to go to jail anymore. I'm done. This shit is whack. So, yeah. Well, my friends, I'm in an apartment smoking weed. I'm in the fucking crib. Wherever the fuck it is, smoking weed.
In the car.
In the car, I'm trying to stay out the car smoking.
Okay, okay.
What about in the subway? Have you ever smoked in the subway?
I haven't been in the subway in 6 or 7 years.
Really?
I don't even know what the Metro cards look like if they change.
Yeah.
They're still tokens.
Heard they're hiking up.
I know. That's pretty terrible.
That's crazy.
It doesn't affect you. You can't, I know, yeah. You can't feel bad
about
this. It's
a fable for $3. I mean, shit.
Oh, it's not up to $3 yet.
It's still, not?
No, $2.75.
Wow, but you sound like Jay-Z right now. You're like, a gallon of milk costs $15.
I don't know, shit. When I was on the train, it was $1.25. Yeah. $1.50, maybe. That was like the last time I rode it.
No, but now you're on jets. You're out of here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you
I'm in Ubers and yellow cabs and Andretti's van. That's what the fuck I'm in. I'm just not on a train.
Back to you going to jail. Yeah. We have to bring up the best story you have that I've heard.
Yeah.
Oh, I know a story.
Because you told it at Sife's improv night.
Yeah.
And it just brought the house down.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry you went through it. It's an unbelievable story.
I got a new one after that one. That one's
please,
fucking passed.
Please.
So, recently. So, I'm with my two white friends.
Right here?
How ironic is this, right? I'm with my two white friends from Connecticut. Fucking... I'm headed downtown to go do something. Pete Rock texts me. Yo, where you at? I'm in your hood. I'm trying to come smoke something. Let's hang out. We get to 111th Street. Actually, I'm lying. We get to 108th Street. I tell him, yo, turn around. Pete Rock's here.
Hmm.
Let me go holler at Pete Rock. He's in the neighborhood. He's waiting. I'm on 117th Street. This is where we're supposed to be going.
Yeah.
This is where Pete is at. So we turn around from 108th. The sirens is behind us. I see the lights. I'm like, oh God. My man is smoking. I'm not smoking anything at this point, but I'm loaded. I got a half an ounce in my pocket and I got weed all over me. At this point, I'm not quick enough to get the weed out of my pocket and put it, you know, in my stash spot. So I kind of like got it out before they came and tried to like hide it, but it didn't really work because it was like a piece like sticking out. But I really couldn't see it. I really couldn't see the piece sticking out. Pause. So they're like, yo, could you step out the car? Oh, it reeks of marijuana in here. He was like, why does it smell like marijuana? I said, I smell weed over here. I was the most honest thing I could say. So he's like, you know what? Get out the car. Let me check y'all. So he pulls out one bag of weed and shows us this. Oh, look at this. Oh, look at it. Goes in my other pocket, like, oh, I didn't even know he had this. Look at this. What are you doing with so much weed? I smoke weed.
Yeah.
I smoke weed. This is what I do. No, I'm coming. I'm an artist. I'm a studio. I'm like, yeah, whatever. All right, cool. Is there anything sharp in here? I'm like, oh, no, there's nothing sharp. Not that I know of. It's not my car. I check the shit. So everybody, I'm with two white boys at this point.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there's nothing in here. Everything's good. They go in the trunk. They take out a fucking... the sheet that you use at the gun range.
Oh, God.
it's already shot up.
Right.
So they think they got the big bus now. So now from letting us go, giving us the ticket, they're like, oh, no, we're going to have to take you guys to the precinct, and we got to check this car. Because there's something in here. You guys lied. It's a fucking bullet sheet. I'm like, dude, they from Connecticut. They went to the gun range. Like, what do I have to do with this? They're like, nah, y'all all together. Take y'all to the holding cell.
That's fucked
and
up.
Maybe you'll be out in 3 hours. I'm like, oh my God. So P-Rock's waiting for me. He's blowing me up. I can't answer my phone. And now I'm on 101st Street, up the block, at the precinct over here, while he stripped the fucking car. So as soon as I walk in the precinct, I see some people I know. They're arrested.
Oh
God. And they talking to me through the little holding gate like, Dizzle! What you doing here? They don't know what you do. Like, they don't know what you do. So I ended up getting out 3 hours later. But, you know.
Well, that's right on
time. I made a good little cameo.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
On 101st Street.
Do
with
you?
Some pot in the bullet, sheet.
Do those guys sit in the cell too?
No, they was in another cell.
Oh, okay.
When I was walking in, they was in one cell and there was another cell over there. So they saw, like, you can see when someone's walking in.
Yeah.
So I just hear the desert chance, and I'm just like, oh, shit, well, at least I got some friends here.
You know? Man, that's rough, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
So did you find Pete Rock that stayed? Oh,
Pete got the fuck out of
there. All right.
He thought I was bullshitting.
Damn.
I'm like, damn, nigga, you on rapper time. I just got mad texts, like, mad question marks, like, yeah.
Have you spoken to him since?
Yeah, I spoke to
him. Okay, sure. He wasn't like, where the fuck did this
I sent guy? Him a ticket. I sent him the ticket when I came out. Like, look at this shit.
Yeah.
And the ticket says, I smoke weed. Like, reason, what the... let me see if I still even have it. Because this is amazing. think I might have put it on Instagram too. Shit says I smoke weed.
I mean, it's a good defense. I don't know if you're going to get off for it.
You're being honest.
They gave me a DAT, so it worked itself out.
Man.
A little disappearance ticket.
How much did that end up running you?
That didn't run me shit, because I ain't go to court, man. I hope I ain't got no fucking warrant out here. I got to go make it over there.
So you can still travel?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or whatever.
Oh, how about this? Yeah. That story that I told before, right? It was from a fucking warrant at that Funk Flex show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I have to go get it handled before I do another Funk Flex show, and they come get my ass.
Wait, but you actually have to tell that story. Yeah, just real quick, tell the Funk Flex story. What you're talking about.
Oh, well, Funk Flex did the tunnel. He bought the tunnel back, one night only.
BB Kings.
BB Kings, 42nd Street. I'm on the bill, French is on the bill, Chinx is on the bill, Jada Kiss.
Good show.
It's a great show, Troy Ave. Everybody's there. I pull up late, didn't even really want to go, but I'm trying to go show love to Flex. Mm-hmm. And they let all my friends go. I didn't have any weed on me, I just had one Dutch. And they was like, yo, what's your name? Smoke Dizza. It's like, what? Smoke what? Smoke Dizza. Yeah, don't forget it either. This is an officer talking to me. So I'm like, oh yeah, all right, whatever. So then they came with a paper like, we have a warrant for your arrest. I got a warrant for my arrest. What is this, a fucking joke? Mm. Like, no, it's not a joke. Can I see your ID? Showed them my ID. They looked at the paper, showed me the paper, saw my face on the paper with all my information, and they put me in cuffs. Mm. So at this point, I'm like, all my friends is in there. Like, you let all my friends go. Like, why y'all not... I'm not a criminal. Like, I'm here to work. They're right. Like, I don't, you know, you got a warrant. So I go to the fucking precinct. Next thing you know, here come French.
Oh, you should have told me it was a party in here, Smoke.
He in one cell. Here go Chinks. Oh, man, they got you too. 4 minutes later, here come Buckshot Shorty.
Damn, this shit's some bullshit.
So we all in four different holding cells. I'm in one right here, French in one right here, Chinks in one right here, Buckshot in one right here. Fucking reaching out the gate, giving each other's daps from the other end. Whoever, like, French is on my end, Chinks is next to French. Fucking, we sending the officers to get us sandwiches. Thank God French's star power got us real far in there. Mm. Because they was just, you know, everything was like pictures. Right. And,
we seen right, you on clothes. Yeah, yeah.
You want a sandwich? What you want in your sandwich? You need honey turkey and cheese, extra mayo. I couldn't eat. I was just disgusted I was in there.
Yeah.
Took my fucking laces out my shit. I'm cold.
Well, you were going to hang yourself.
Shit. That's what they thought. But, yeah, they was eating Lay's chips and drinking Snapples, having a grand old time. And I'm over there stressing because I'm like, what the fuck do I have a warrant for and why am I in here?
Yeah.
I couldn't even call my wife. I don't know who I
don't
know.
They don't give you one phone call?
Oh, no, they call. They gave me phone calls. Mm. I just didn't want to call until I was in there for this stupid shit. Right. No.
Did you call Pete Rock?
I don't know Pete Rock's numbers by heart. I would have called Pete and let him know. Yo, I'm in here. But I think my only call might have been to Johnny Shipes.
Yeah.
To try to get me the fuck out of there. Yo, call you now, man. Get me the fuck out of here, please.
One of the funniest videos that I've seen with you online, and I apologize because it wasn't necessarily funny from your point of view, was when Shipes said that he got a teardrop tattoo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You couldn't stand it.
Because he's
couldn't...
an idiot. I know. Well, and he said, really
Shipes
do
is
it.
A white dude.
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, he would really do it. If I told... If he thought it was cool, and he thought he would be accepted by his friends
he would
from
do
having
it.
That, he would fucking... Like, this asshole dresses up in a fucking leprechaun suit. He just had a bunny suit on for fucking Easter, bro. So this is the outlandish shit that he's on. So, yeah, I mean, you know. John is fucking crazy.
Yeah, our first meeting was with Shipes in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
First meeting ever.
One of the Holy shit. When he was up at Sony.
Oh, this is the first hurrah up at Sony.
Yeah. When he was
Question
like
and Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah. And
Sean Kingston.
Sean Kingston. Yeah. I actually wrote on that album.
Did you really?
Oh, can we talk about ghostwriting?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, so
is that a subject you know anything about?
Yeah, I know a lot about it.
It's in your Wikipedia page.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
It says that you wrote Ghost wrote for High Tech.
I wrote everything for him.
Woo.
He's a fuck. You know what? I was waiting for the time that I could really talk about
Let's do it.
This is another one. That's another guy. Like, you know, I respect all the pioneers in the game, and I respect everybody. But I don't have too much respect for him for how it worked when we did our shit. For one,
when you did your shit,
yeah, he made the beats.
You did his shit.
Yeah. He made the beats. I wrote the raps, mm-hmm. but the business part of it and what we spoke about just didn't work itself out. We're just poor business. Poor business on my behalf at the time because I was like green, all the way green, mm-hmm. and for him it was just like taking advantage, you know. So
that's shitty.
Really, I didn't even get any credit. I didn't get anything.
That's worse.
That shit just left. It left a bad taste in my mouth, but it was a lesson learned because after that I got Sean, so everything worked out the way it was supposed to work.
Have you run into High Tech since?
I ran into him one time. We had a run in. I wouldn't even say exchange words. I gave him bars.
Yeah.
And he took it. And he been promising me. Every time I see him, he promised me, but he's full of shit.
That's the worst when people they don't understand the gravity of it and they keep thinking it's cool and they'll keep promising you shit and it's just like it's baseless. There's nothing to it.
He's full of shit.
So have you been to Cincinnati since?
Well, I might have been to Cincinnati, but he ain't even really in Cincinnati.
Also, why would you go?
To Cincinnati?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're driving through.
I've been in Ohio. I don't think I've been to the Natty, though. I haven't been to the Natty ever since. Or maybe I might have been there after that with Nappy Roots.
Mm-hmm.
Were you on tour with them?
Nah, those are just Fish Gales is a friend of mine, and John used to represent them at one point, and we used to be out there fucking with them. But
ghostwriting.
Ghostwriting.
At its height was when Puff said, don't worry if I write rhymes, I write checks.
Yeah.
And that, not that everyone was cool at that point, but they were just like, I think that was like the apex of it.
Yeah, people that
were
was like, the...
Everyone knows now. Yeah. Now I feel like in 2015, people are way comfortable with the idea of other people writing their raps.
A lot of our favorites get their shit written. Which is not really,
like,
you know...
High Tech.
Well, I don't think he's a favorite. But a lot of people that's out right now that we like have help. It's nothing wrong with having help.
Right.
You know, like...
And that's different than, like, Kanye getting everybody in one studio or taking turns and, like, throwing their best lines out. And that's why everyone gets, you know, credit on All Day.
That's why you'll see 1,000 people credit on it.
But you're saying if you sit down, you've been asked... over the years, to sit down and write for a certain artist, for a certain song, and write in their voice, right? And do you get that? He's shaking his head right now, yes. Do you get that a lot?
I mean, not anymore. Not like that. Not ever since I really took upon my smoke desert thing.
Yeah,
I haven't really thrown it out there that I even was interested in still doing that.
Yeah.
Really.
But once you were out there and you were known... Would you circulate? People would be like, yo, he's nice, and he should write for this artist. Or would A&Rs get in touch with you, and how did it work?
How do people find ghostwriters?
Well, A&Rs. Like, for instance, with the Sean thing, it was Zach Katz, and it was J.R. Rodham, and it was John. And, of course, you know, I was in John's backyard, so it was easier for him to be like, well, look, he has experience from doing X, Y, Z. And then, you know, just being an artist and recording and letting them, and JR and Zach seeing my cadence and how I deliver my shit and just having conversations with me to know that I understand. It made it easier for me to be on this project. Like, when I worked with Sean, it was when Sean was unknown. It wasn't like, it was like, you know, he had a record. He had Beautiful Girls. Mm-hmm. He didn't have that when I was with Sean. Like, he wasn't even trying to attack singing. Mm-hmm. He was... like doing rap in patois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
8-bar rap, the next 8 in patois.
Yeah.
And once he scored Beautiful Girls, the whole album just shifted a whole another way.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of get accustomed to that and open up my mind for different melodies and that kind of thing too. So with Sean, you know, I had Zach and I had JR, super producer.
Mm-hmm.
Who pretty much gave me the ideas and let me go free range in what I thought sounded good, even when it came to the features. Like one of the records that I wrote on Colors, that was like one of his biggest rap records. Mm-hmm. It had Rick Ross and Game on it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before the boss.
Yeah.
This is like, this is when Game was super on top on the West. Mm-hmm. So it was a big deal for Sean. And, you know, working with Ross was a big deal because he's from Miami. Sean's from Miami. Yep. So that was the whole connection. But that record pretty much set the tone for where he was going. And then, you know, everything else followed. Mm.
But can you sing?
No. I in my head, I could sing. Like, I would want to sing, but I can't get it off how I'm thinking it, right. You know?
But like, yeah. Even if you, like, stay in, like, that range of, like, two notes, three notes.
I wish I could, man.
It's
I,
so I'm, in right now to sort of sing.
I've been trying. Yeah. On the low, I've been trying. Like, even auto-tune me a little bit. Put a little bit in my shit, you know? Like, I've been trying.
Do you like Trap Wiz?
Yes.
Yeah, so do I.
I like Cabin Fever.
Yeah,
I like,
love it.
I like 28 Grams. I enjoy Trap Wiz.
Same. There's a lot of people out there who don't. Like, they don't want this new sort of, like, more simplistic, less, like...
Well, it's more, like, Future, if we can say so, like, sure. Honestly. Like,
sure. I would say... I wouldn't even credit the Future. I would say it's more Atlanta.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you know, Future's from Atlanta, mm-hmm. but it's a lot of guys that have that structure mm-hmm. and how they do it, and I know Wiz spent a lot of time in Atlanta mm-hmm. at one point, so when he gets inspired...
Right, he went to school there. He went to Emory, I think. 4 years down at Emory. Go Cougars.
I love Trap Wiz, though. I think it's...
I think I like Stoner cool. Wiz better.
Do you really?
Yeah, I like Taylor All the Dice, mm-hmm. Cushion Orange Juice Wiz. That's my favorite Wiz.
But do you listen to more music that caters to, like, that sort of slow, just, like, sort of, like... Like, when you're smoking, it's not like you're, like, you know... listening to stuff that, like, gets you hype in the club.
When I'm smoking, I ain't listening to shit. Like, I don't even like... I can't listen to myself. That's one. I hate that. It's like, I can't suck my own dick and listen to myself.
Well, when you put it that way, I don't listen to you either.
But once I'm getting high, I don't know. I think conversation is better than listening to music when you're high. Mm-hmm. Because I think you might learn more, and it's a little more entertaining when you're talking to somebody that's enlightening you, or you can enlighten somebody else when mm-hmm. you're smoking bud, instead of just listening to fucking whatever the fuck you want to listen to. If I'm in a car, then that's different.
Right.
Like, we smoking, we listening.
No, you're not smoking in the car anymore.
But I'm not smoking in the car. Exactly. So, I mean, conversation over bud is way more effective than listening to music over bud, for me, at least.
Let's go over some people from Harlem. Do you remember Mims?
This is why I'm hot.
Yeah.
Do you remember him?
Yeah. Like, no, just like...
Like him being around?
Yeah, do you remember him being around?
Not my part of Harlem.
Wow, blog exclusive.
But not to say that he wasn't outside.
Right.
You know, he from Amsterdam. Mm-hmm.
Supposedly.
Nah, he's from there. He was around. He's from uptown.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant Amsterdam, the city. I was like, that would explain why he wasn't.
Nah, he's from uptown. But I know people that know him, so he official.
What did you know about Rocky before he popped off?
I was the first person to put Rocky on a song.
Four Loko.
Exactly. So, I know Rocky. I known Rocky's family for a minute before Rocky.
His whole family?
Not his whole family.
Okay.
I knew of his brother before he got killed.
Okay.
Nas is somebody I known all my life.
Yeah.
Who's his cousin, mm-hmm. who he was staying with. Rocky, I didn't see at all at that point, but he's younger than me, mm-hmm. and I wasn't really looking anyway. So, even if he was around, I wouldn't. The official.
Yeah. How did you and Cam connect in this, like, new phase of things?
Look at this. Mims. This is me, Bubs, and Mims.
Yo. We're looking at an Instagram that Shice Bubs put up 14 weeks ago. Wow.
Yeah. Wait, wow. So you guys saw Mims super recently, and you're acting like you don't see him around? No. Wow.
Me and Cam, we connected from Dame, actually. Dame connected me and Cam. I did this Mercury Lounge show for Ski Beats mm-hmm. 2 years ago. And this is, like, my first time reconnecting with Dame because we had, like, lost touch.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, as soon as I seen him, yo, you bum ass nigga, I see you all around, you doing your thing, you know Cameron? Like, of course I know Cam, but I don't know him, like, I never met him before. He's like, yo, Cam right there. He's like, yo, man, yo, this smoke doesn't right here, man. It's my nigga right here, he's being dojo. Cam like, yeah, nice to meet you, my nigga. You know, Cam is just a very, like, pleasant, mannerly person. He's like, yeah, nice to meet you, my nigga. You know what I mean? I heard your name, but you know, I never seen you before. You know what I mean? So I performed, and after I performed, Cam came up to me like, yo, you nice, yo. Yo, you got some shit, my nigga. Yo, take my number. And then, you know, just being around each other and vibing, we got cool from there.
So. I would classify you as like you're a true friend now, right? You guys are friends.
That's my guy.
We think we're friends with Cam as well. Do you get your text returned like way late from him?
Nah, funny shit is it's always prompt. Like if I call him right now, he'll fucking answer the phone.
That's awesome.
And we fucking talk about a lot of irrelevant shit.
All right. Well, here's something relevant.
Oh, what?
I was gonna say, when is your guys' project coming out?
Oh shit.
Because that's been late.
Shit. Well, yeah, that, you know, that's.
There's that project. I know. I'm not gonna hold.
Turn into a detox.
I'm not gonna hold like you to all of his stuff, but he has a project with A-Track that he's been sitting on.
But this is the legend of Killer. There's, you know? So it's like it'll happen.
Purple Haze 2, right? Purple, like, Haze, we're waiting on a lot of stuff
out this summer. So it's a lot of things.
One
I mean,
it's supposed to be his last album.
Yeah,
Purple Haze 2 is supposed to be his last.
Okay, so that'll we'll get your thing beforehand.
Some quotation marks supposed to be
the last
album.
It's like he's trying to get out of, like, a contract with himself.
He knows how to reinvent. He's one of the best reinventors you could ever see. But I don't know when our project is coming out, to be honest. We got a lot of music. It's a lot of shit that I haven't heard since we've done.
Do you remember all your lyrics?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so much for your great memory.
But if I heard one word, I will remember it, or I will remember something else that was said.
Do you remember any of the verse? Like, okay, so we've been sitting on our verse from you for like.
I don't remember it.
Yeah. It's been what, like
two and a half years. Yeah. Something like that.
Is that now? Now let me be the interviewer.
Yes.
Yeah.
When is this coming out?
Yeah. Okay, good question.
So the thing is that we switched management.
Okay.
Now we have real music management now.
Right.
Okay. Which is nuts.
We had comedy management for 3.5 years. They didn't really know what to do with us. They were like,
they knew we had a large and loyal audience,
right? But they were repping like Jeanine Garofalo, Patton Oswalt, like straightforward comedians, right? And then also Vinny from Jersey Shore.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, and by the way, we do have a song with Vinny from Jersey Shore.
It makes perfect sense.
We ghost wrote it for him.
Yeah, actually,
because
like that is true. Because we were called in because he at the time he didn't want to keep listening to.
No, he didn't want to go into the. He would host nights at the club. And he would walk into Pauly D's music, you know, because he's a DJ under 50, and he didn't want to, like, you know, have that represent him. So he was like, can I have a song? And I go in there for the meeting with our manager and him, and they're like, can you write a song about Vinny's big dick?
Because
that's what he's known for on the show. And we're like, I guess. So we wrote a song called Girls Like Me Like I Have a Huge Dick, which... We have him singing on.
He sounds like Mike Posner on it.
Yeah. And then we were like, you know what? If he's not going to use it, we'll take it for ourselves and it'll be real funny, right? And you know, we put out funny shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we were going to put out the full project as a mixtape. We put out half of it because we were like, oh, let's make it into two parts.
Right.
And then the first part got us into the New York Times.
Yep. And on,
yeah,
on and TV and all this stuff.
Second part.
It's going
to
be
getting pushed back because of all these other features that we were waiting on first. And then we were like, oh, we have all these other things that are coming up that we can put this into. And so we wanted to get all of our ducks lined up in a row. It wasn't that we were just like, hey, Dizzes versus Trash.
No.
Let's just keep it on a
No, we love it for a fact.
Right.
And it's super funny. And what we wanted to do really, so we've been taking label meetings too, which is nuts. Like, it's crazy. We wanted to have something in time to shoot the video on 420, or have it come out on 420, which would have been dope. And
yeah.
we told you the concept, which we can't say on the mic, but it's also going to be awesome. But yeah, it is coming.
Okay, cool.
Like, the good thing is we have your verse and we have Currency's verse.
And Currency's verse is great.
Yeah. And we're ready to go.
And your verse is great.
Yeah.
We just verses. I don't know.
But we but yeah, so we're gonna do that. We're getting all our ducks in a row and we're gonna do it soon.
But every single time we see Dizzo, we're just like, we promise that we have this song and video coming out, and you're just like, just let me know when. Like,
let me know when. Push the button or whatever.
We shot a video for our song with Bun B, Girls with the Dirty Souths, mm-hmm. down in Houston, mm-hmm. and he hadn't heard his verse for a while. And we shot this last year. We put it out on Valentine's Day because we salute those women who let the bush grow, right? And it was our love letter to them. And we when he started to like spit his verse, he's like, I'm not even sure I remember any of the lyrics. And so then it took him like a couple times. He's like, oh, I got it.
Listen,
I got
to it.
Over yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Totally.
He also thought that we were going to ruin his career. That's what he told us when we asked him to rap that woman's nether regions.
But then, you know what? He turned the verse in, like, same day.
Yeah.
Same thing with you. Same thing with Freeway.
Not the same thing with Currency.
Currency took forever.
You know, Spitter does that to his friends, too.
Yeah.
I'll wait for something. I have to. This is my tech. This is my strategy with Spitter.
Mm-hmm.
So if I need Spitter to do a verse for me, I have to go where he is. Or if he's in New York, I'll be like, yo, after the show, you're captive. You're not doing anything. Ah, no, I want to go change my clothes. I'm coming with you. You're going to change your shit, and he'll be like, bro, a burger. Just one burger. Don't worry, I got the burgers coming to the studio, bro. You don't have to worry about anything. So that's how you got to do
comics. Do you know how we found out that he recorded his verse? I was on Not Right, and I saw one of his vlogs, the video blogs. Mm-hmm. He was down in Miami, and I just pressed play on it, just thinking, like, oh, let me see what he's up to. And I heard our beat in the background. I was like, oh, shit. He's really recording it.
But, like, there's a few rappers who, like, we've texted and been like, yo, like, you know, let's make things happen. And they don't make things happen. I know you're shocked.
I'm a bum. I'm bald.
But, like, if you look at my text with Jadakiss, and if you look at Eric's text with Currency,
yeah.
It's just all green on one side, and then, like, one line. Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah. Currency had promised this verse, and... About, like, yeah. First of all, fuck Android.
I know, yeah. No, I think he switched it up, actually, recently, because I saw a blue thing, and I was like, oh, shit.
Got the iPhone now.
But what's it called? He finally responds, and he goes...
I be high.
I saw the message on Instagram. Yeah. I said it in his voice. I be high.
And by the way, like, we're thorough. We would show up at, like, if he was going to be at A-Life, we're going to go chase him down for that verse.
That's how you got to do it.
We're hitting up Musa. We're, like, on everyone.
See,
like,
you know the channels.
Oh, yeah.
You know the exact channels to go by.
The only thing we did not do was, like, rent, like, an old hoopty and show up at his place and, like, you know, gift him with it or something. Like, that's the only way I'm sure we would have gotten a verse right then and there.
How many
we wanted was a vlog.
Yeah, that's it.
What's it called? How many unread emails do you have? And how many unread text messages do you have?
Whoa.
Your phone might have just died. And you got the Mophie, too.
This piece is worth nothing for my phone. I got maybe 5,000 unread emails and 670 something.
Why is that? Well, for the text, I get it because you can see it come up at the top, and then you get it in that second.
For the text, sometimes I think I responded and I didn't.
Again, bad memory.
Terrible memory.
I don't know about this. Yeah.
Right, and then it's like for emails.
You just don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit. I just don't care. You know, I respond to the people that I know it's about something.
Mm-hmm.
Like if WWE fucking emailed me some shit.
But if your uncle's emailing you.
My uncle shouldn't even have my email. But, you know, I don't really look at emails like that. I mean, you know, for business people, you listening, you email me shows, bookings, all that. I see that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hit me inquiring on, like, something stupid. I might not respond. It might hit the jump.
Who is your touring agent?
I don't even want to shout them out.
Okay. All right.
I don't even deserve a shout out.
Okay. Are you?
I'm a part of them though.
Okay.
Look it up. You.
Are you?
I hope they don't listen to this.
I know.
They don't listen to anything. They listen to the radio.
They don't listen to you.
They don't definitely don't listen to me, because if they was, they'd be doing what they're supposed to do. But they listen to the radio. They're waiting. You need a hit record. I need a better fucking agent. But
can you? Anyway. Would you be happy just touring with Currency?
Yes. That would make my life.
Or Wiz?
Yes. I mean, I've done it all.
Okay? Yeah. No, I'm saying though, like,
yeah,
those are good gigs.
For the rest
of
my life? Yes.
They're
yes.
good dudes. Yes. I'm sure their fans love you. Yes. Same audience.
Yes, we share the same fan base, and then their new fans become my new fans.
Yeah.
Like, they're core fans that might have X'd me out and just didn't press play.
Yeah.
Or see me live and love me. Want to buy my merchandise. Fucking Wiz took me on tour with him, 40 cities, fucking rocking 20,000 people a night on his set.
Yeah.
Letting me share his stage. Mm. Same with Currency. I've been on the road with him umpteen times and got to share the same stage while he's on it with him and have my own set as well. But, I mean, that would be ideal. We're actually trying to work something out, me, Currency, and Crit.
That's dope.
Doing a little album and go hit the road.
Okay.
So it's at a premature stage, but
that'd be tough though.
Yeah. Like that'd tough be, as in like,
as in really cool.
As
yeah.
In really fucking cool. So
really fucking cool.
Exactly.
So couple more things we wanna cover real quick. What percentage of your closet is Polo? Or sorry, Ralph Lauren.
Well, same thing.
Okay.
Well, he meant Ralph Lauren like the umbrella of
the umbrella Ralph Lauren.
I'm not talking. 95%.
Okay. 95%.
And is the other 5% USPA?
Oh God, I don't even have nothing USPA. I wouldn't even buy my dad a USPA shirt.
We're friends with June over at Epic.
Oh, that's my guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we always text back and forth whenever we USPA. See people in USPA stuff.
And low construction Tims.
And yeah. Naked Tims. Yeah.
Naked Tims.
Without the leather. Yeah.
That's June's thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, 95% of my closet is Ralph Lauren. The other 5% is like fucking
rags.
Shit, I'm in Adidas. I like Adidas clothes.
Okay.
And
John Wexler, if you're listening.
Yep.
Wex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leela.
Who? Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shout out to Leela.
She's dope.
She sends me all types of shit.
Who can fuck with you?
Nobody.
Ralph Lauren Nobody. Wise. Nobody.
No, Ralph Lauren.
Wow. Not just?
Yeah, not just Blaze.
Me and Jess, I wish my phone was alive so I could just read our text messages back and forth to each other. I can't shit on Jess, but I can't shit on Jess because he made public announcement.
Yeah.
He got a lot of Jay-Z money.
Yeah.
So he's able to do that.
Well, yeah.
You know, he can buy all the...
So, like, when the chandeliers,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, you can do all that. I mean, fuck, you got placements on whole shit, bro. Like, who you stunting on?
Like, Sean Kingston's nice, but that money's not
that
Jay-Z money.
That money ain't getting me no, you know? That shit's not getting me no whole money, you know? But at the same time, I don't feel like he's fucking with me, but he has a lot of good pieces.
Okay.
And he's very much respected in the world. And he'll be like, ah, oh, he fucks with Ruck. He's a bum. He doesn't. I got double RL shit. But fuck all that.
What about 88 Keys?
I fuck with 88.
Okay.
That's my man. I don't have nothing bad to say about him.
Of course.
We both,
not even his wardrobe?
Nothing bad to say about his wardrobe. Because we both have the same taste in our boots. We got these pair of boots called Rivermonts. $1,000.
Ooh,
light.
I know.
Light.
Polo boots. I just have to drop the number because they'll be like, oh, the polo boots? Polo boots is trash. Wow. $150 from Dr. J's.
Nah. A grand.
$1,000 and you can't find them no more. And me and 88 had them at the same time.
Wow.
And that was like how we clicked. So I fuck with 88. I fuck with Juss.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas
Penn?
Dallas, I respect Dallas shit. I don't really...
I don't really want to.
I won't compare ourselves.
All right, different leagues,
different
levels,
different levels. But I respect Dallas.
What about when it comes to wrestling?
Oh wait, one more. Young Dro,
woo,
Macy's.
Wow, bloody exclusive.
Macy's.
Who's fucking with you when it comes to wrestling?
Nobody.
Wow.
I'm the first and only and coolest rapper to rap about wrestling, and everybody else follows suit.
Okay.
What about Wale?
Wale, me and Wale had a discrepancy at first,
mm-hmm.
and then We spoke.
You saw each other at WrestleMania?
Cool. I saw him at WrestleMania. We didn't get to really cross paths.
Oh, I was kidding. But,
it was close, yeah. though. It was close. I was gonna go to his party, but I missed my flight.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm the guy when it comes to wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm the one that makes the fucking shit cool when everybody was on the low wrestling fans and was quietly watching it but didn't want to say nothing. I was the one like, bam, this is the shit.
You're out there on those lines waiting for Hulk Hogan.
I was the first one with the belt.
Okay.
I'm the real world champion.
Before Peter.
Before Peter, before Wale, before anyone else had the belt. And you can go Google it right now. Yep. 2010, 2011. Smoke Dizza had the Winged Eagle, not the WWE, the WWF.
This is official the worst belt. Brag I've ever.
You know? So I just want to just put it out there. It was all me. Everybody else is cool right now, and I take full credit for it. And I love it. And, you know, I encourage more rappers to get on the wrestling wave while it's not as hot as it should be, because WWE is definitely reaching out.
Okay.
So just know, WWE reached out. They definitely, they're well aware of what I'm doing, and they reached out. So, yes, I'm on WWE's radar.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to ask you what, you've smoked with a lot of rappers. Mm-hmm. A lot of rappers have probably given you weed.
Fans gave me weed than rappers.
Rappers really? Are stingy. Yeah.
The only rap, I keep that off the record. Okay. It's only one rapper that could ever give me bud in life.
Wow.
And he doesn't even consider himself a rapper.
Really?
Because he's more than a rapper. He's in a room.
Okay.
He's the only one that would ever give me weed at any time in life.
So you haven't smoked Wiz's weed?
Oh, well, Wiz too. But I'm not with Wiz every day.
Right.
So I'm not smoking it out every day.
Well, I was just wondering, what rapper have you been around that smokes the trash weed? The most trash weed. The trashiest weed? I don't know how would you say
it? It's a few.
Trash weed?
Yeah. It's a few people. It's a few rap niggas that smoke garbage. Like, I wouldn't hit they blunt. Mm.
Like, you did mistakenly one time, and it was just like...
Yeah, it's one rapper I hit they blunt that was I'd never do it again.
Wow.
But I got some respect for him, so I won't put him out there like he smoked dirt.
Do you know,
but you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I won't put him out there. Like,
do you know?
Shice Bub said it.
Do you know, what's Dr., what's her name? Like Snoop's friend, the woman in L.A. who's like, weeds was like based on her life.
Oh, right.
Right. I heard the story, never met her.
Never met her.
But I smoked with Snoop.
And have you
smoked some weed from Snoop?
Have you smoked with Titty Boy?
I never smoked with Titty
Boy. Okay.
Shy smoked with Titty Boy, though.
And?
He used to come to the Smokers Club shows.
Legit? Yeah, yeah. Does he have, like, a higher tolerance?
I mean, he smokes a lot, like a real pot smoker.
He's an aficionado.
He was smoking Extendo once in a while.
He has, like, a half a pound on him, like, you know what I'm saying?
So, man. So, okay, so when his bus was, like, pulled over in, like, Oklahoma or something like that, right? Like, that was not a surprise to you.
No.
If you're a police officer, you're always tailing that bus. Like, you know what really sucked for us is that we were supposed to go to it was for his listening party for Boats 2, right? Mm-hmm. And they were going to do it in connection with...
Bon Appetit magazine.
Okay.
He has a cookbook out.
They were going to have, like...
2 Chainz has a cookbook.
He can cook?
Yeah. Well, no.
Action Bronson?
No, it's together with, like, a real chef.
Right. And it's, like... So, it'll be, you know, some fancy dish, but in the middle of it, it'll be, like, you have to put on your Versace apron, and you have to...
It's in the instructions.
Say, like, you're, that's like...
Like, we made fish, like, from his cookbook.
I thought it was, like,
fish and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, hood chef shit. Like, like gangster cuisine. Like, fucking... Hamburger helper with Angus meat. Like shit like that.
Yo, be completely honest right now. Did you ever own a pair of Lugs?
No.
Okay.
I never owned a pair of Birdmans in my life. I don't even know.
Not even the Flex, the Funk Flex driving shoe?
Definitely not those. Definitely not the 90 minutes of funk. I never had any of those.
Did you do the Rough Riders workout?
On the corner, like pull ups on the.
I did.
Okay.
I did the Rough Riders, and I had a Rough Riders bandana back in the
day. Ah.
That was Skinny Dizza, though.
Yeah, that was Skinny Dizza.
Did Skinny Dizza...
Slim Dizza.
Slim Dizza. Did you know Juelz
nah,
coming up?
Uh-uh.
Did you ever go to his like mother's like store, or whatever that was? Did you ever wear a bandana like Jewel's?
Not because of Jewel's.
Like, just on the like.
I wore bandanas in high school.
Really?
Yeah, like I was like going through a phase.
Like, not some like Hulk Hogan like shit.
Nah, I was like wearing like controversial bandanas. Like fucking red bandanas and blue bandanas.
Oh, okay.
What were you?
And yellow bandanas. Not at the same time.
Well, I mean, yeah. Cause but like
whatever
purple,
my outfit,
like...
whatever my outfit was.
I thought, you meant like controversial, like.
Like I'm not blood or crip. Right. Why do you have that on? Or I'm right. not. I'm not even Latin. Why are you wearing
right.
yellow?
Right. You know, so. We were in LA and we were gonna do some work with Nipsey and they rent and Hertz rented us a blood red car. And we're like, how the hell are we supposed to go into rolling 60s territory in a bright red car?
You know, that's one of the biggest misconceptions with that shit, though. They don't even care about that shit.
Really?
No. They wear red.
Oh, well, Eric's wearing red right now, so thank God.
No, but, yeah, YG does. He wears, like, Dodgers hats and, yeah.
They don't care about that. I mean, you have to live that culture. Like, if you're in L.A. and you're from L.A. and you have a New York Yankee hat on, mm-hmm. then you might be in some shit.
Yeah.
Because that's neighborhood crip.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be like, yeah, what hood you from?
Yeah.
So that's different when you are actually from there. But when you're a tourist, and yeah. like, from the fucking Bronx and you got a Yankee hat on.
Right.
Ain't nobody coming down and you're like, what's that you claim, cuz? It's like, you know, because it's like, hey, man, I'm from New York. It's like, oh, all right, whatever.
I'm very lost. Yeah.
I'm Eric.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Small Pizza.
And we appreciate you wasting some time with It's The Real.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.